lap over each other like this.
Clapping.
Okay, where did you see that word? Can you think of any other? That's what I'm thinking of. I'm just kind of surprised you said that word.
Oh, let's see. I heard that.
You ever heard weather?
Weatherbird. Weatherbird.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where did you hear clapper? You know?
I mean, is that?
Well, I guess in a crossword puzzle.
Okay. It's not a word.
We don't use that around here.
Yeah. I think you get that more in South Carolina or someplace. That's why I was asking you, because it kind of surprised
me.
Okay. So if you're doing some carpentry, you say, I pick up the hammer and I, what? The nail and I. Okay. And the nail one in front of you, say, it's got to be. What in further? It's got to be.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
And I pick up the hammer and I crush the nail in. Okay. And what would you call the part that covers the top of the house? Okay. And the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off.
Take it off.
Okay. And then does that run into something?
Good.
Okay. And suppose you have a house and an L. What do you call the place where the two come together?
I've heard that, but let's...
Well, if they do away with that place...
Valley.
And what would you call a little building where you use to, where you keep your wood?
Wood shed.
Okay. Is one of those older? Without, they're the same thing, I guess.
They are to me.
What did you call it up before?
Well, really, I just call it toilet.
Did you ever hear any other words?
Maybe.
Was that kind of a bad word, kind of funny sound?
Yeah.
You say, what would you call the big building behind the house?
Barn.
Okay. And the place where you store corn.
That's your daughter.
Yeah, that's one of my daughters already. All my daughters.
Okay, you know a place where you store grain?
Grain beans.
Okay, what does that look like?
Well, around here they're big round things.
What about a building?
Well, we had a wee house at home.
Oh, really? What did that look like?
And we had a granary.
Well,
it was a little bitty. Not too big a building, and it just had one little door right across the top.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to climb over in that and play it and put it one full of grain.
Hey, you come back in the field this morning?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what would you call the top part of the barn?
He was one of the
greatest. Wow. Okay.
And if there was too much hay to put in the barn, you might move it outside in the field.
Well, we used to make haystacks, but we don't see many of them anymore.
When you first cut the hay, and you have little piles of hay, and then you will have it in a small are there any special places for keeping cows?
No, you used to live with them. He's a boy.
Or for milking
my
cows?
Would you know where
the most people that milk cows now have a barn, a great barn.
Yeah.